Kumlen Black Gemara, we are up to Daf Samach Amar Aleph. Says the Gemara, about six lines from the top. Amar Apopper said, Oivet Kachavi Magoi Adona, the Goy is holding on to the barrel, the Yisrael, Akuva, and the Eid is holding on to the jug to receive the wine from the barrel. So who's making the movement? The barrel person, not the jug person. So then we say chamra osir. The wine is osir. The wine is osir. And Rashi says chamra osir bahano. Not only you cannot drink from it, you can't even have ano. The hainu nami yain. This is the same thing as wine. Shemozgoy yucham that a goy stirred. Say that mozgoy for goy poured water into the wine and caused it to stir through his koyach. And everybody wonders about the stira, because Rashi here says also in Hano, and yesterday we learned Rashi says also in drinking, because you didn't put your hand in and you were meshachshich, you just, it was your koyach. Anyway, big machlek is the goy's koyach is what's making it move. What about the other way around? Yisroel Adonav, the Yid is holding onto the barrel of Oiv Gechovi Makuvin, the goy is standing still holding onto the jug. Chamro Shodi, the wine is permitted, because why? The Yid is the one who's making all the movement. The goy is standing still. But the Yid Mitzadid, Azdudi, if the goy is then taking it and tilting the jug, so what you're doing is making the wine move, then also, then obviously it is also. Why? Because he's moving the wine through his koyach. What it called? Now there's two possible reasons why. One is that he might move it, and then if you move it, according to yesterday's gemara, it's only also drinking. The other one is he might have moved, put his finger in it. If he put his finger in it, then it's also bahano. And then depending if it's a full thing or not, let's see. Oh, papa, how you have the dori zika? If a guy carries this canteen made out of leather, with ka'ozel is walking Yisrael, Achayda, he's walking right behind him, so he can see. Monitor him that he didn't put a finger inside. So Malya, if it's full to the top, what are we worried about? Shadi, it is permitted. It is permitted. Why is it permitted? You're not worried you put his finger in because he was watching. No, it was. He was shaking it. But even shaking, nothing would happen because it's full to the top. Nothing moves. So there's no movement. The loy mekarkish, because he cannot make it move. He cannot make it move. However, chaseda, but if there's missing wine, even though he didn't put his finger in there, he's shaking it. Usher is usher because he's shaking it. And shaking it is usher than drinking. Or according to Rashi here, it's also even hana. Oh, dilma mekarkish, maybe he shook it. What about the kuva malya? This small jug was full. Also, it is also dilma nugget. The small jug was scared that maybe he touched it, but because it's open, chasida. But chasida, if it's missing, shadi permitted. Why is it permitted? Because the leinoga, he would not have shaken it because the keli, there's no top to the keli. If he would shake it, what would happen? He would lose wine. So we're not chayshu that he would shake it. Was the chash, however, is that maybe he touched it. Because definitely.
So this leather container is not sealed. It's just a container without a lid of some sort.
Sorry.
This leather container. We're talking about a leather container.
It's open. Let's look at Rashi. Kuvah chaseda shari. It's talking about it's open. The ain karkus bekeli pesuach. You would not shake it around with an open. The first word line of Rashi. You would not shake it around with an open keli. Even though that's a mean you're carrying it. If it's missing wine, when you're moving it, it automatically shakes, whether you like it or not. It's not only that you don't care about it, you actually don't want it to happen. This is the first of all, two things. It's koyach, it's not you, which is a step lower, it's only drinking, and it's loybe kavana. And it is muter avol zeka havi karkush. But if if it's tied, zeka means that it's tied. If it's tied, then there you don't mind shaking it at all because it's tied. Nothing's going to come out, and therefore it's like meshachrich, which is nesach. Right. Rav Ashi says Zika, that if it's tied, you said that if it's tied, that if it's full, there's no problem because no shaking and no touching. But if it's half full, there's a problem of shaking. And Rav Ashi says Zika, Beimal Yimech Ser Shari. In both cases, they are permitted. Why? Ain't that Nisu Bekach? It's not the normal way of nisach. When it's inside a keli, it's not the normal way of nisach. Shaking is not the way you normally menasach wine. I, on top of the paper, Papa said it's also there. It's talking about you're scared you might touch it. What happens if you have this wine press and the way you press it is not by your feet or something, you use a beam. The only way it is that there's a big beam there that you place on the grapes and that presses the grapes. Rapapa's matted it, and then what it is you have a big metal piece there, like a screw, and you screw the beams, and the beams then you're pressing the beams come down and you're squishing the grapes. So if this place over here, you have these grapes that come under the beam. Rapapa said it is mutter if the guy turns that screw, it's mutter. And Rav Ashi, we tell Rav Shimon, Rashi, also. Now what's going on here? Big koichai, if it's directly through his koich, for example, he stands on top of the beams. So the beams, he's not touching the grapes directly, it's the beams, but it's his koich directly that is affecting the beams, pushing down the beams to press the grapes. Then, kuli amule pligi da'asa, everyone holds that it's asa. Ki pligi b'koich koichai. Not that you're standing directly on the beams, you're taking the screw, you're turning the screws, so that's one koich. This screw, in return, then presses down on the beams, that's koich number two, and that presses down all the way down. So that's called koich koichai. So that's the machlekes. That's one version. You can argue. Others say koyach koyach goyim v'ligi d'shoy. Definitely, it's mutter. Keep ligi b'koyach chay. They're only arguing if you directly koyach. Have you uved b'koyach koyach chay? But it's once a story. Koyach chay v'osar Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Kari Asid, which means that he learns that machlekes is by koyach koyach chay. Ahu chavisa. There was a barrel. The ifko la'orka, the barrel that split right down the length. So what happened was idrei ahu chavim. Jumped in again. This guy always jumping in to help the yid now, which is very nice. This guy jumped in, and he, like we mentioned yesterday, he carried himself chavka, and he grabbed a hole. He embraced the barrel. That means the barrel split down the length, so he held on to both sides of the barrel, and he's pressing them together. Ishaya, Rafa Papa, Vitebrum Neveshua, Lizvuni Levichavim. He said you allowed to sell to a guy. In other words, it's awesome drinking. Because he's like he touched the wine through the barrels together, but he didn't shake it. In order to be osabah no, you have to stir it as well or shake it. And he didn't do that. Yeah.
What do you mean? It's a transmission.
The barrel cracked. He's holding both sides together. So therefore, it's not shaking, but it's like touching the wine through another thing and another medium, and therefore he's not touching the wine either. He's touching the wine through the barrels, holding the barrels together. If he leads go, it falls apart. It's like they had just 2 days ago with a kana. You touch wine with a stick, and therefore it's also drinking but mutter in beheses hando. Vahani mi lepokal orche, crack down the length. Avo lepusi, if it cracked down the middle, in other words, horizontally. So therefore, even if you wouldn't have done anything, the weight of the top part is sitting on the top part of the barrel is sitting on the bottom part of the barrel, and the weight of the barrel on top is holding it down. So you're not really holding it together. Is that feel b'shtiyah shari? Then in that case, even drinking is permitted as well. So you're not doing anything. So it's like before, in the length, if you don't hold it, it'll fall apart. It's as if you're holding, you're touching the wine through a medium. Here, itself is sort of holding itself. Philip says, "My time, my silvaina covered. Why you're doing like a brick that's the top of a barrel and weighs the barrel down? That's all you're doing. You're like the brick on top of a barrel. You're not really doing anything." There was a guy that they found on the wine press of a year, but there was no wine there, but it was still wet. If the wine press is very wet, then enough that he can make other things wet, then boy, you need good rinsing. Boy, you need drying. Rashi says here that drying means you have to use ash, water, and ash, like Moro said later on. If not, just a rinse off will do well. No, we're scared that he press his own grapes there, and we're going to worry about yain nesach. So if you see if you see a lot of moisture, then you have to rinse it off well and dry it completely. There should be no vestige left of that wine. Not. If a guy was found standing next to a pit of wine that belongs to a yid, and the question is, did the guy, without us realizing it, touch the wine or not? It depends as follows. Im yeshle milva olav, if there is a debt, and this particular cistern of wine was a security for that debt, and then the goy feels confident, you know, he's not worried of touching the wine, because even though he complained, he says, too bad, this is my barrel, this is my wine, because you owe me money, you don't have to pay, so I can take it whenever I want. Also, that certain confidence that he has scares us. However, ainlin milva olav, if he doesn't owe any money, or even he owes him money, but this is not given as security, then mutter, the goy will be scared to touch it because he'd be charged. We learned yesterday that if a goy ruins the yain wine, you can charge him money in a court. Nafal leboy, if a goy fell inside a pit full of wine, the olam, and they took him out. Now he definitely touched the wine, and we're thinking about it later, talking about he's dead. Mudda is a dead body. Mudda bekon. What about mudda bekon? He measured the wine with a measuring stick. Here he definitely intended to touch the wine, but not to drink. He intended for something totally different. To measure. Or he teases at Sida. He saw bekon. He saw that it was a bee flying above the wine. He took a stick and he hit the smack the bee or chased it away. And meanwhile, he moved the wine. In all these cases, he had no kavana. You have this bud, you know, these suds, you have these bubbles on top. So he was with his hand shaking them away, inadvertently touched the wine. No. There's four different cases. The one that he fell into the wine, some of the dead body, a corpse. So all of these things are unintentional to touch the wine, even though he did. You're not allowed to drink it because the fact that he touched the wine should lay be kavana. But okay. But Rab Shimon says that beloy kavana, even though you touched it, if it's no kavana at all, it is mutter. And here it's even better than no kavana. You had another kavana in mind, right? You wanted to chase the bee away. You wanted to. You had another kavana. Rab Shimon is matir. Not a lesachovid. What about if he took a barrel, the zorka bechamosel aboy? He took a barrel and threw it in anger into a pit. Zehayemaisa. This is a story. Vechshiru. They were machshet even with drinking, as we'll see later in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amash Moshe Shmuel, who she yesh loy milval oisa yain. When do we say that a guy is overconfident and he's scared to touch it? Only if the halvah is security is against that particular barrel of wine. Amar Rashi, Masidalek. I bring it up from the Mishnah. It's not hamatay yain shloy bcham. If it says, we're going to see later on, if somebody is trying to make wine in a goyish place for Yidden, so it's called Lashon Matayid. That so you press the wine, everything goes in the oif, and that's mutter. So and you don't have to pay the goy until you actually sell it. That's the deal that you have, and so on. And he places the where's to leave the wine in the house of the goy or in the area of the goy. If the guy wrote his kabalti mimcha moy, so the guy wrote, "You ready?" It's as if you already paid me the money. You owe me for this wine. You owe me no money. Separately, you owe me a loan of $100. You still have to pay me, but not against this wine. So if the wine belongs to the Eid, he's saying to the Eid, "You keep the wine because you already paid me the money." And therefore, who's owner of the wine? The Eid is owner of the wine. Then mutter, it's mutter. If he has a key to this place, it is mutter. Because the goy would be scared to touch it because it's not the goy's anymore, it's the yid's. Avolim yirtze yisrael ha'itzir. But if the yid does not have ownership, if whatever he wants to take out wine, if the goy's in landfill, he pay me for that bit of wine, which means who's the owner, the goy, then we believe the goy is overconfident and he thinks he can touch the wine. Zahayimaisa b'leishon, but also the acid. The acid. Because it's a loan directly on that wine. In the first case, the Eid also still owes money to the wine, but it's not against this wine. The wine belongs to the Eid, it's against something else. So that's mutter. But here, in this case, he does not let the Eid take out any wine till he pays for it, which means that this wine is the security against the loan. And that is also because the guy is overconfident. Only on that wine. Not the boy, but Allah. If he fell into a boy and he came out, oh, the papa loishon elish all a mess. We're talking about the guy who was dead, a corpse. Avil Allah chai, but he was alive. Also forbidden. My time. Why? But the papa the domila kiyem idam. If a guy was alive, now he had no intention whatsoever. If he fell into that boy, of course you're not drinking, but you're allowed to sell. If he fell into that boy, he would not be able to sell either. You know why? Because when he fell in, he thought he'll die. And then he came out. He was so happy. He ran away, thanks his God, inside, standing in the wine, and therefore becomes like a yom edom, like a holiday. It's mamish moedet avodah zarah. Remember the reason why you're not allowed to deal with him. One of the reasons is because he's thankful to his Lord that he was saved. And that's exactly what happened here. And therefore, what he did, probably while he's going out of the wine, he's thanking his Lord. What do you think? He has all his wine in front of him. He's probably pouring out some wine as well. He says that if he did it like Kavon, Shimon said if he did it like Kavon, it's he says that it's mutu completely. Not only in Hanu, but in drinking. He should be blessed in brachas because when he is matir, he goes all the way. Matir afil b'shti is matir even drinking. When he asks in other cases, oisa afil b'hanu. However, I want you to know, ve'ein aloch Rav Shimon. Give you all these names who said aloch Rav Shimon, and then it doesn't matter because aloch is not like him. We hold, you're not allowed to drink it.
He died
before he landed in the cistern. I mean, he's a dead corpse. So he definitely had no intention of anything.
But he is dead. The wine touched the dead
body. That's right. So what? So Tomei is a goy. And the gzeira of the rabbanon of a goy touching wine makes no difference. But because it was without any intention, here, for sure he had no intention because he was dead. So it's only us and drinking. And Rav Shimon says, even that intention is.
Drinking after the dead body was in wash.
What's wrong with drinking the wine of the dead body is there? If you wouldn't have known a dead body was there.
No, you wouldn't know.
No.
So that's exactly right. Can this guy sell it and not tell anybody?
Listen, the other thing is also that this is you're looking at this from today's contemporary society. They look at things, and these things may not bother them.
Could be. Think better. If you knew that the wine you're drinking, somebody barefoot stood there and pressed it, would you drink it?
No.
Exactly, and that's how all wine was made.
That's right.
Put you off.
Exactly. They had talcum powder on the bottom of his feet, so everything was all right.
And a dead body, not.
What's worse, a dead body or the feet?
His hand, it's all right, but his feet, it's not good.
Dead body, it doesn't.
It's tummy. So what?
It's tummy.
So what's wrong with you? You can drink tummy. Only kohenim can't. Why not? 100% you can't. Only kohen can't.
Or are you? We got to
work. We got funerals.
Yeah.
So we're tummy. We're all tummy.
But nowadays we're going to funeral, but on that day.
That was also was after Beis Hamikdash. This was involved.
Okay. Anyone invite?
There's no reference when Beis Hamikdash will be rebuilt.
Mashiach is coming.
Now that's different. But then there will be the halachas. The halachas will be back.
Oh man. Yeah, Omer Ravashi like this. Kol shebezov. The rule is when it comes to touching, anything that if a zov touches becomes tummy. But over kachavim oisa yain nesach. When a guy does the same thing, that wine becomes yain nesach. But kol shebezov. If a zov, a guy who was had emissions, if he instead of touching something throws something. And it lands somewhere, that thing that it landed on does not become tummy. So if a guy throws something and it lands in the barrel of wine, the wine does not become tummy. Does not become tummy. They were right. So the only thing he's talking about, referring to excluding here, is if you throw something. Eitzel asked a question of Ravashi, which is very hard to understand how that's possible. I see a beze, or they're changing it to Ravina. Because Ravuna lived before Rav and Abaya, and Ravashi, the Gemara said, was born the day Ravashi, the day Rav passed away. Yeah, so, Eish for Ravuna, Ravina Ravashi, not Tales Achovis, he took a barrel, the Zorka Bechamosi Leboy. If he threw it out of anger into a boy, then we say that it does not become Tameis. Mashba, if he wouldn't have been angry, Stam, he threw a barrel into a. If a guy threw a barrel, since it landed from his kayach, it would make the wine yain nesach. And you just said that throwing does not make yain nesach. So he might be shown v'chshedoi, and you mashma bechamase in only because he's angry. Aber shaloi bechamase loy. Let's do Rashi on the page. Shaloi bechamase loy. Alma zora ka'ove gechavim. If a guy throws something, osi yain nesach. It does turn into yain nesach. Ve'ilu zov shezora chayfetz bekli. But if a zov throws a chayfetz into a keli, loy b'tibes, that become yain nesach. Answers the Gemara, there's a big difference. Hossam over there, in the case of our Gemara, the barrel, you know why it becomes Yayin Nesech? Had it not been for angry, Lechadi threw it. Deka'azl minei uminei. He's rolling it towards the bird. So he's right next to the bird before it lands in. And that's why we say it becomes tummy. It's not like a normal case of throwing when you're far away. Throwing usually is from a distance. Here you're rolling it to the bird. And therefore, because you're rolling to the bird, we say that what? That the bird, that... it becomes tummy had not been for anger. Rashi, the ka'azel minei uminei, shahoylich umizgalgul hasheli a keli kosha. That you're walking and rolling the keli with you all the time. Al yodoy through him shahu megalgaloi. That you're rolling it umayrida leboy and you're bringing it into the boy. Hilchach shalei bechamasiloi. But if it's not through your anger, no. The chayshin we are worried dilmanoga. We are worried that maybe you touched. Touch the wine. So the way Rashi learns that that's not really throwing here. It's not really throwing here because you're rolling the barrel to the bird, and it could be the last roll that you tossed it into the bird could be actually touched the wine. But if you did it out of anger, we don't seem to be worried. Why talk? Aren't you worried? If we're worried, also minay minay, just because angry, why should we be worried? Unless because you're. If you're angry, maybe we think that you actually threw it, not that you touched it. You had no interest in the wine itself, you're just trying to throw the barrel. Maybe. Otherwise, what's pshat? What's chilek? And if we're worried that you touched the wine, why if you're angry, then it becomes toy? We say it remains toy.
You said it because you're angry, but it takes you a while until you actually put it in the boat, but towards the end you're not so angry anymore.
So if I can, it should be worse. It should
exactly,
be worse.
Yeah.
But it's not. So somehow or another, when you're angry and you're tossing it, so you're not choshes, you're negeya, but if you're not angry, then we're choshes, you actually touch the wine. I don't know, you have to work it out.
So that's what could be the difference. If you're mamish right next to the boil and you throw in a wine, then you're angry. But if you're rolling it, by the time it gets to the boil, maybe your anger is not so angry.
So look at tastes here in the fourth line from the top. Yeah. When you throw something that's koyach, and we say that if you do something b'koyach, it still becomes also yayin esach. So he says, if you didn't hold it in your hand, you tossed it right before you went to the bar. Therefore, we're saying here that it's only koyach, and koyach loy b'kavana is mutim. Why, if you're not angry, is asad? Afa pishes zrika bezavtoy, even though throwing by zavtoy, kivan shu samach hechmir beyayin dilmanoga. So that taste clearly says, when are we worried dilmanoga only if you're not angry? But if you're angry, we're not worried about the dilmanoga, because maybe when you're angry in a fit of rage, you just toss it and you walk away. You're not going to hang around or anything. That's it. Mishnah.